It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. On This Week in Agribusiness, we share a visit from Commodity Classic with Clint Schaefer, Director of Product Marketing for Platform and Distribution with the Climate Corporation. Visiting with Clint, we discussed how Climate Field View can help farmers save time and maximize profitability during the upcoming planting season.
We have the ability to allow farmers to create a science-based prescription in under 6 minutes. Having that time saving is critical when planting is in progress. You may pull into a field because of wet conditions and you have a different hybrid that's in that planter and you need to make those quick changes. Our farmers that used our advanced seeding prescription actually seen a gain of 5 bushel per acre at the end of the season. So all of those bushels add up, and these are the times when the farmers want those bushels. And those 5 bushels on our advanced seeding really starts affecting that bottom dollar.
See the entire interview by watching This Week in Agribusiness and learn more at climate.com. These mornings after the daylight saving time change prove to be dangerous each spring, as many motorists find out the angle of the sun can be quite bad for a few minutes, blocking your view. Near Bedford, Iowa, in the southwest part of that state, a school bus rolled over yesterday morning when hit by a pickup truck. It was 8 o'clock in the 8 o'clock hour, and local folks said the sun might have been a factor in that crash. There were no life-threatening injuries. From This Week in Agribusiness, the big city TV stations across our region sent their reporters into the countryside yesterday to find farmers. They all wanted local reaction to the news. The Chinese said they would slap tariffs on imports of United States soybeans. And yes, the farmers and their organizations were reacting, especially after the soybean futures market plunged initially on that news. Typical of the responses was that of the American Soybean Association president, John Heisdorfer. John said his group has consistently raised concerns since the prospect for tariffs was raised. He said now it's no longer a hypothetical, as he put it, and a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans into China will have what he called a devastating effect on every soybean farmer in America. John Heisdorfer said the soybean growers believe that soy can help reduce our trade deficit by increasing competitiveness. He says the U.S. soy industry groups will continue to work to show just how that is possible. When a truck loses its load, there can be all kinds of ramifications. On Interstate 70 at Kansas City yesterday, one lane was totally blocked for a while after a shipping container rolled off of a truck trailer. Perhaps worse, though, was the mess at Battle Creek, Michigan yesterday, when 1,200 gallons of raw sewage spilled out of a truck. The trucker thought the dump gate on that trailer was closed. Instead, it was frozen. That reminds me of the cool spring morning, long about this time of the year, many years ago, when my pickup truck started to fishtail as I was driving into something that had coated the road west of Chicago. I could see the trucker over there appearing okay, standing by the truck, trying to motion people away from his leaked load. I learned later that day this was a rendering truck. And I learned throughout that summer, on those hot, humid days of that summer, whatever all is in a rendering truck, you don't want to drive through it. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.